CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor. Not guilty. And the first thing Roger Clemens does is thank his family.
It's been a hard 5 years, and they've been great behind Dad and supporting Dad. My wife has been a rock.
Washington, D.C. jury finding Clemens not guilty of lying to Congress about steroids. A five-week-long trial, less than 10 hours of deliberation. Defense attorney Rusty Hardin.
Justice won out, and all those things we say about what this is supposed to be about came true.
The government's case against Roger Clemens relying heavily on the testimony of strength coach Brian McNamee, whose credibility came into question. CBS's Bob Orr.
For the U.S. Justice Department, this is clearly another bitter defeat, and it comes just a few weeks after the failed prosecution of former Senator John Edwards. Now, for Clemens, it's a legal win, but we should note that baseball fans are largely still suspicious. His ticket to the Hall of Fame has not yet been punched.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
7:32. For more on Clemens, we got some analysis from ESPN legal analyst Roger Cossack. We began by asking whether the verdict surprised him.
Not in the least. And in fact, I think that people should be asking the prosecutor's office why they even brought this case. The evidence in this case was so weak, this verdict is not surprising at all.
Roger, because so much of the evidence was inadmissible, does this verdict really say much about whether or not he actually took steroids or not?
Well, Gene, the question that you ask every jury is the same. It's not whether or not he took steroids, it's whether the prosecution can prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury, to a neutral jury, that he took steroids. And I can tell you, someone who followed this case very closely and was in court for many of the trial days, this is not a surprising verdict. The government really had very little evidence to prove this case. Their main witness was the trainer, Brian McNamee, and to say that he is a flawed guy is a major understatement. No one would have believed him. I think the most virulent Roger Clemens hater, if they would have been on that jury and been neutral and gone just on what the evidence is, would have never convicted Roger Clemens. And that's why I say and say again, I really think the prosecution has to make a statement here as to why they even brought this case. The evidence was so weak.
How would you approach a case like Roger Clemens or Barry Bonds before him if not this route?
Well, you know, when you're a prosecutor, and I'm a former prosecutor, the question that you have to ask yourself is not, you know, is this a horrible crime and therefore I'm going to go to trial. I think lying under oath is a serious crime. It's the hallmark of our justice system that people will tell the truth under oath. And so if someone lies under oath, the crime of, and you can prove it, it's the crime of perjury. But the key here is, can you prove it? You just don't go to trial because you think someone did something bad. You go to trial because you have the evidence to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And let me tell you guys, this wasn't even close to beyond a reasonable doubt. They had no impact on the jury, and I'm not surprised at the verdict.
So, Roger, they prosecute Barry Bonds and they fail. They prosecute Roger Clemens and they fail. They prosecute John Edwards and they fail. For the Justice Department, just how embarrassing is this string of defeats?
Well, you know, the Justice Department wins in excess of 90% of their cases. Traditionally, the U.S. Attorney's Office does not go to trial unless they win, and most of the time, in fact, a significant amount of the time, in the 90s, they win. So for them to lose case after case after case like this, I think they should be asking themselves, you know, why am I bringing this case? Why are we spending this kind of money? So, you know, we're the taxpayers. We pay for these trials. And so we have the right to ask these questions. And I think that the U.S. Attorney's Office really must come forward and give us some answers.
Why is the government having such a hard time prosecuting these accused steroid users?
I wish I knew, because I think that they're, at least in terms of this case, they had very, very little evidence. And I think that the jury made an absolutely correct conclusion.
So where does the government go from here, do you think, Roger? Do you think the prosecutions of players for steroid use is over?
I think so. I mean, I think this is one of those things that people, by and large, feel should be handled within baseball and not in the court system. Now, I understand that this was a charge of perjury, but, you know, whether it's perjury, bank robbery, or any other kind of crime, unless you have the evidence to prove it, you don't go to trial.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe we need to step away from the law and just look at people's love of baseball and how this era, it's believed, has tarnished the sport to a certain extent. Where do you go to find justice for that?
Well, you know, that's the court of public opinion. And I'm a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer in the court of public opinion. I can tell you what happens in the courtroom. And so I think I'm qualified to talk about that. I think each of us have to make up our own minds as to what we wish to think about baseball and those times that have gone by and what we want to think about Roger Clemens.
ESPN legal analyst Roger Cossack.